This is Northwest News on KPLU. As Seattle grapples with a growing homeless population, some inventors have come up with a novel solution, sleeping pods. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Here in Soto Makerspace near Safeco Field, machines whir and buzz as people design and make their own creations.
This is also a 3D printer?
Yeah, this is a commercially available 3D printer.
Eric Wren is one of the founders.
So this is the wood and metal shop, and this is where Mike is putting together his pod for Z-Space.
Z-Space is the sleeping pod designed by a man named Mike Momini. He says he's spent a lot of time thinking about people who live on the street. A few years ago, he drew some criticism for trying to organize a tour for people to understand homelessness close up. He says that was misunderstood, and now he's trying to come up with a better place for them to sleep.
It's modeled after a Japanese pod hotels.
Picture a steel tube with a window on one end and a door on the other and a canvas cot inside. Momini says the pod would keep you dry and give you somewhere to sleep all by yourself.
It's going to be a great private space for people who never have privacy.
Momini says the pods could be stacked on metal shelving and put on a trailer. Wren says that means they could be set up in lots of places, like, say, at the port of Seattle.
Any area like Harbor Island that is, you know, being debated, Terminal 5, right? Like any of those unused spaces, why not allow them to, you know, use that space to have a place to sleep for the night?
Momini's trying to raise about $3,000 to finish the prototype.
Once we have it done, we'll take it out and go into a group of homeless people and say, hey, what do you think? Jump in, you know?
He says he imagines churches or government agencies buying the sleeping pods, which would cost about $6,000 each. He says they may also be attractive as sleeping spots for workers at construction sites. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.